Right.
And I say this. Hugh Lahan is a actor and a musician of note. I know I just said that, but it wasn't recording. And now it is recording.
That's awesome. That's much better.
That's how we do it. It's radio.
Woo!
Hugh Lahan is an actor and a singer. You've been singing and playing around here for a long time, right?
Yes, yes. I moved from Ireland to over here in 2002. And I started playing gigs locally here initially. And then I started playing all around the Southwest. And any Irish pub, they'd let me in the door.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it's a kind of a thing, isn't it? We did Sunset Serenades last Friday. It's a gig that I help the city to organise every Friday in May.
Great.
We've got one tonight. It's a hell of a thing to organise. Herding carrots. Oh, no, whatever it's called. Herding spiders. So last week we had some guys from the Fenians, that Irish band.
Yes.
Terry was there.
Cool.
Yeah. They're not really Irish, though, are they?
Oh, they are. They're great.
No,
they
pretend.
I think they're awesome.
The pretend Irishman. Novelty Irishman.
No.
I hear him on the phone, like, he'll be on the phone going, yeah, well, I'll be there about 6 p.m, okay, dude, right, dude. And then he turns to me and he goes, well, how are you, Jason? Are you all right there, boy?
I met another band who all put on Irish accents when you meet them and pretend they're Irish, but I won't tell you what they're called. But no, the Fenians are the real deal.
Yeah, they're all right.
They're awesome.
One of them's Welsh, though. You do know that, don't you?
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, it's true.
Ah, Celtic. How about that? That'll do.
No, well, St. Patrick was Welsh. That's what he said. That's what he said. I said, no. Welsh? What are you doing in an Irish band? He said, well, St. Patrick was Welsh.
That's his excuse, he's sticking to it.
That's what he said, yeah. So, you've recently been in a couple of movies. That's very exciting.
Yeah, moving over to... I'd done some acting back in Ireland, but once I was over here in the Los Angeles area, I got involved in some acting classes up in LA, a studio called Studio 24/7, with a great coach called Mark McPherson. And I've been studying with him now for the past few years. And ever since I've been in his class, just a lot of great things started to happen. I booked this film called Gothic Assassins.
Right.
Which is great. I get to play like this dark, Jesus-like character. And in this whole kind of like Sucker Punch type world. But it was great fun. I went to film festivals all over the world. I got to do a scene with Stephen Bauer, who's... an actor who's been in a bunch of movies. He's in Scarface. He's the best friend of Al Pacino's character. And he's also
been in some TV stuff as well.
Yeah, he's in
Breaking Bad.
So I got to work with him, which is great. In fact, I even got with that project. I worked on it for over 2 years. It was a very involved project, and I got to do some writing on it. The director was from Argentina, so sometimes when he was translating some of the biblical type quotes in the film, he was struggling with it, so I ended up helping him.
Wow.
And then I ended up writing a scene that I shot with Stephen.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was amazing. It was just a great experience.
Because it's such a creative process. It's not just going there and reading lines. It's part of the creative process.
Yeah.
That's wicked. I'm jealous, actually.
Oh, stop.
No, I am a bit jealous. I'd love to do something like that. That's really interesting. And so... How do you get your chops? I mean, I watched a little bit on YouTube, and you look like the... Actually, you've got a bit of a gothic look about you, haven't you? You've got the long hair and the beard and everything. Got that. So you'd look. You should go. You'd be in that movie with the bikers. What's that movie? Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy. Everyone's
going
on about
it. I'm going after that show.
Have you seen that show?
Well, yes, and they have a whole subplot with all these Irish guys and stuff. So yeah, I think I'd be.
You'd be perfect in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Hey, look, I've got a clip here of you. Uh-huh. I just played it before, but it was a mistake.
Okay.
I'm going to play it again. This is you in Ant Boy.
Yes.
Ant Boy, the recent movie, Danish movie, but which you dubbed. I want to talk to you about
Absolutely.
Dubbing.
Totally.
Very interesting. All right, let's just hear this. It's only a few seconds of Hugh Lahan playing Flea, character called Flea. Well, the Flea, is it?
The Flea.
The Flea. in the movie Ant Boy that was recently in theatres. All right, turn that music down. Listen to this. No, you can't hear it. Hang on a minute. So do it like this. Turn these buttons up here. I'm breaking down the third wall. Here, push these buttons up here now. Hugh Lahan clips. That's it. Now, this will be it.
I'm the Flea. Just like the insect, I'm impossible to get rid of.
See? That's great. What were you saying? Just like the insect, I'm impossible to get rid of.
That's it. This is a fabulous project. you know, the Danish government gets involved with their with the acting community, the filmmaker community, and they sponsor young filmmakers. And ask Hasselbach, who's the filmmaker here. This is his first feature film, and apparently sponsored by the Danish government. Yeah. And when the Viva Films saw the movie over here at the Toronto Film Festival, they're like, we have to have this film. It's such a charming, even when they saw it with subtitles, they loved it. And so they decided to overdub it and to release it here in theatres.
Can you give a breakdown of the sort of the basic plot? Because it's a cute idea.
Yeah, basically it's similar to Spider-Man in the sense that you have a young boy who's bitten by a radioactive ant. And he's turned, he's given all these special superpowers, and he has a best friend, Wilhelm, who is a comic book nerd, and he helps the boy figure out all his superpowers and helps him get a costume. And the great thing about it is because it's young kids, you know, it's just a different type of, because most of the superhero movies we see are older guys who are the superheroes.
So right, they've usually got a dark side and all that stuff. This kid's got no dark side.
No, this is it's much lighter, but it's actually one of the things that makes it really charming is the fact that you've got small kids who are the main stars of the film. And it's just a really fun movie. And my character is the Flea. He's the lead villain, the bad guy. And I just had a lot of fun doing it.
Does the kid, is it one of those films where like, the kids have got certain problems with the families and whatever, and this is kind of an escape from them, or is it not? Is it not any of that?
No,
kind
it's not
of
even.
Stuff?
It's not even that. It's again. It doesn't have all those like dark subplots that you have in a lot of superhero movies. You can't trust anyone.
Right. No,
but this one. No, it's just, they're just kids, and they have one of the girls in the film. Her sister is kidnapped by my character, the Flea, and so Aunt Boy, Wilhelm, and the sister have to get together to try and rescue the sister from the Flea. So it's very straightforward.
They're from children's books, right? They were written originally children's books, yeah.
Yeah, by Kenneth Bogue Andersen in Denmark, and it's an exciting project because now. The first movie came out in theatres there on the 16th of April. Very soon it's going to be going on to TV and it's going to be released on DVD. And then I go into the studio to record Ant Boy 2 in
wow,
September.
Wow, the sequel.
Yeah, the sequel.
Is it a sequel or is it a prequel?
Well, there's going to be a trilogy.
Wow.
And so the second movie, the sequel, is going to come out hopefully here at Christmas as well.
Wow.
So it's a fun project. To be able to go into the theatre and hear, you know, your voice was an epic thing. And it was great because I got two other actors from my class who were also auditioned and booked parts on the show. So it was exciting to have other people from my acting class. So three of us all in the movie. It was very exciting.
Brilliant! What a good laugh.
Oh, totally.
And it's such an epic is obviously a terrible, cheesy cliche word to use, but it's an epic thing to make a movie. You know, people make music and then people do acting or people do directing or writing. The whole thing has to come together in a collaboration.
Yes.
To create an end result. There's got to be the vision of somebody. And then it all really happens in the editing suite at the end. You know, that's where things really come together
totally.
And move the thing along, you know. And I always think it's an incredible thing. Plus, then it goes to film festivals, to some film festival in, you know, Missouri. And then that's the end of it. Netflix, maybe. I mean, that's what can happen to a lot. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it was a lousy film. You know what I mean?
This is very true. And that was one of the great things about learning experiences of going through the Gothic Assassins film. They've also since gone on and made a sequel to it. And they're trying to get distribution for it right now. But watching the director go through the process of submitting it to film festivals, and there's so much work involved to bring together a project. And once you get people invested in the project, and you've got to handle those people, and you've got to, you know, obviously deal with the script and the actors and the editing, and there's so much of it involved, and I've got such a greater respect for the whole process and what it takes. When a movie is really successful, you really got to take your hat off and go, those people, you know, really worked hard, and especially if it's an independent movie.
Yeah.
You know, there are some that break through, but like you said, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes really good movies just get passed by for one reason or another, which is unfortunate.
But the good news is these days there are these outlets, Hulu and MGo and all these, whatever, Netflix, obviously.
Yes.
Where, you know, that I've watched some incredible films just because I've got, like the synopsis, you know, like the treatment that they give you and the thing. And I've gone, I can watch that. Yeah, it looks. And I've watched I watched a movie the other day, a movie called Dean Stanley.
Right.
With Peter O'Toole and Sam Neill, that was made by New Zealand.
Right.
No, it never made the theatres, never nothing. Just, and it was magic. And those, I mean, obviously they're named actors, but there are lots of films I've seen that are not. And as you say, it's a massive undertaking. And I had this conversation with a friend of mine who is a heathen the other day. And he said, so what? He said, so you're making films. What are you doing? Not curing cancer. I said, no, but you watch films, you idiot. Everybody watches films.
Well, the thing about making movies, which I find is just so amazing, is just how it can reach out and it can change people's lives. I remember as a kid seeing Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Right, change your life.
It rocked my world, you know what I mean? And so to be a part of movies that can really inspire people and change them and get them to look at things in a different way, it really is, it's an incredible art form, and I feel so blessed to be involved in it and doing it. And
you are blessed.
Thank you, sir.
You definitely are blessed, Hugh Lahan. Hugh Lahan is here. This is KX93.5. Hugh Lahan is here. He's an actor and a songwriter and a singer, and he's going to be playing tonight at Taco Surf in Dana Point. So we'll talk about music in a minute, right? Yeah. We've done film. Let's do music. We've done film now. Let's do music next. And after that, politics and religion. No. We're going to play one of your songs. What's this song called, mate?
Smile.
It's called Smile. It's from the CD Never Been Before by Hugh Lahan, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. Just going to play the song now. Fingers crossed I pressed the right knob, okay? Let's try it.
It's in there.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station, here broadcasting from Pearl Street, corner of Pacific Coast Highway, here with Hugh Lahan. That was Hugh Lahan right there with a song called Smile. Nice sentiment, mate. Very nice.
Thank you.
You make me smile. That's lovely, isn't it? I bet you get all the girls. See, my songs mostly are basically you make me sick. So, I'm not really...
Hey, you recently got married, so you must have some good songs happening for you. Come on.
I don't write about my marriage. No, no. I'm writing about more spiritual and universal topics now than my own relationships.
Right.
Because if I wrote about my relationship, I would never get laid. she's outside. Look, there's the
Thank
wife.
Thank you for sharing.
Should we bring her in? We can have a whole...
Absolutely.
We can have
please.
A threesome.
Please.
Come on in, Ave. Come on. She's looking at me
Speak
right.
Speak of the devil.
She gave me a right stink eye. Are you all right, love?
Hi,
hello,
there.
Darling. One, two, three. Here we go. Mic three, please. Hello.
Hello, am I on?
Yeah, you're
am
on.
Am I in?
You're in.
Awesome.
What were you saying? What were you saying? All I know is you turned around and burst out laughing. Like you were in trouble.
Hugh had written a song called Smile.
Sounds
and
it very nice.
It's beautiful. And the lyric, the hook of the song is, you make me smile. Simple and beautiful.
Right, and right. You said...
And I said, most of my songs are about my relationships are, you make me sick. I wasn't talking about you. He said, well, you're married now. And I said, I don't write about my marriage. I don't write about my personal... I'm writing about more spiritual and universal topics now. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be able to go home. Basically, is what that's not exactly what I said, but it's close to the truth.
Oh, this is almost as good as the Jay-Z elevator moment right now.
It's not as good as that. No, no.
Without the flailing and whacking.
Fancy a bit of flailing, Aves? Bit of flailing and whacking a bit
Come
later.
On, carry on with your interview. I was enjoying it very much on my
right,
way
Right, because I want to talk to you as well about your thing. And we've only got a few minutes.
Okay, we'll do Hugh first.
Hugh is playing at Taco Surf tonight in Dana Point. That was his song Smile from his album Never Been Before. Where's that available, that record?
You can get that on iTunes and a bunch of different other sites online. But go to my website.
Is that the Irish site? Is it spelled O-I? It's iTunes.
Well, the best place, go to my website, which is music website, which is hughmusic.com.
Hugh, H-U-G-H,
music.com. That's my music site.
Yeah.
And my acting site is hughlahan.com.
I see. Very trendy.
L-E-H-A-N-E.
I think it's important to keep the two separate. Why do you do that?
Well, I just think that there are some people who come to see me and they for the music, and I have a whole other thing happening with the acting, and so there's sometimes people are like, which are you?
What are you?
I'm
yeah.
both.
I'm
an artist.
You know what? In the end, I've got so much going on that I put it all on one website, which I'm not sure it's a good idea, but I cannot manage six websites.
It's hard.
It is.
Yeah.
So hard, you. My life so difficult. You've been playing music around here a long time.
Yes.
Toured the Southwest. I remember being very jealous of you when you were like playing in Colorado or somewhere, or you used to go out to like these mental ski villages and stuff.
Up in Mammoth Lakes.
Mammoth Lakes, yeah.
Tahoe.
That I used to think, God, I'd never bloody get there. Furthest I get is Newport. Yeah. And who wants to go to Newport, for God's sake? We hate Newport here. And we can say that because the FM signal doesn't get to Emerald Bay. It stops at Emerald Bay, so that's it.
Yeah, oh, I love it. That's convenient.
Now, there's some nice drives out of Newport.
Totally.
Any drive's a nice drive out of Newport, you. Hey!
But no, it was fun. We were just talking there on the break about the 10,000 hours.
10,000 hours of playing
of
music.
Of playing, and because I was reading a book not so long ago, it was talking about just that thing and how in order to get to genius... that most people have to put 10,000 hours into whatever, whether it's computer programming or acting.
It's not just genius. I think it's to get to just a state where you are really capable.
And and taking names. Yeah. And I just, we were joking about it going, I've played so many shows that sometimes when people walk up to you and they are requesting a song, you already know what they're going to say before they get to you. And I guess that's evidence right there. You've put in your 10, 15,000.
There's some cougar marching towards you and you're like, oh no, here it comes, Jimmy Buffett. Well, I'm taking a break right now, everybody. I'll see you in a bit. And by the time you have a break, 10 minutes later, they've forgotten anyway because they're half drunk, you know.
Or when you just finish a song and they walk up to you and they ask you to play the same song. The
same song that you've just played. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun, you know, and I mean, I think the thing about it is that whether you're playing music or acting, I think all art is communication, and so that's the way that I look at it. So whether we have a website that has everything together or separate, it just, like when I'm singing or when I'm acting, it's just different ways of doing the same thing that we can't help ourselves, but we have to do it. We have to communicate. We have to, you know.
You just get lucky at some point, don't you, that it begins to pay the bills. And so now you've confounded everybody, your whole family, who've been saying all along, isn't it about time you went back to school and sort of learned how to be a dental hygienist?
Exactly.
You know, and then you go, well, I'm going to keep doing it. And then you get some sort of cut on a movie, or you get a job in a movie or whatever, or you get a job in a radio station, thank God a million times. Uh-huh. And then you've confounded everyone and now you're doing it.
Yeah.
And that's how you're able to continue to do it.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people fall by the wayside and I totally, totally understand why. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes difficult. You have a kids and a wife and all that stuff. Yeah. And it's hard work. But everybody needs entertaining. So it's not like, you know, as I said to this heathen friend of mine the other night, you know, all right, it seems to be the kind of thing that's not particularly... You know, we're not curing cancer, but who, you know, the people that work at Walmart are not curing cancer, but mm-hmm. we need them on the cash register.
Yes.
And, we, you know, you're going to watch a movie, you need people in movies. Mm-hmm. And I'm in awe of you, man. I think it's fantastic. And the work, the stuff that I watched on YouTube is marvellous. You should check him out. Hugh Lehane. Hugh, H-U-G-H-L-E-H-A-N-E, online. And... just brilliant that you've managed to fall into it and keep it going and whatnot. And you know, there's more to your life. There's nothing wrong with playing at Taco Surf, as you and I well know.
Yes.
And I'll be playing at a similar place myself tomorrow night.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. On the other hand, it's nice to find other things to do as well.
It's just wonderful for me to be able to do both. It's just a gift. And to be able to make a living doing it, it's just, you know, it's just an absolute gift. And you know, like... I think when people are true artists, they're like sharks. You know, you got to keep swimming. You can't stop. It's not something you can go, oh, sorry, I'm not going to do this anymore. You got to do it. You got to keep going. It's just part of who you are. It's just, you know.
I know, man. It's so beautiful.
It's in your soul, man.
Do you know what? Let's have a cuddle. Let's just have a cuddle.
Okay.
We'll comb each other's hair during this next record.
We'll take a picture and post it online, right?
Right.
Hugh and Jason hugging. Hugh... Ireland and England united.
Oh, it's happening. It's happening.
I know.
It's like them talks that they had. What were those talks that they had and they figured it out? The island thing.
The peace.
Yeah, the peace talks. The peace but they did it. They did it somewhere. The Dublin thing. It's the Dublin thing.
See, we're laughing about it. We can laugh about it here because we have distance from it.
I know. Do you know, we should get a Palestinian in here as well and we'll all have a good one. We'll figure it out together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, Hugh Lehane is brilliant and Irish and he lives in LA and he's down here talking to us. You can see him tonight at Taco Surf in Dana Point playing his music. Go up to him, stomp straight up to him and say, play Brown-Eyed Girl, will you? Or whatever it is he's just played, ask for that.
Oh, you're fabulous.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
See you later. KX93.